Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. Child, break out the celebratory noise, the sounds, brum, 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 well, break it out, because we have officially reached our 50th episode. Girl, I didn't think we were going to make it. It's been a wild and crazy journey with you guys here on Self-Care in Real Life. I have enjoyed every single moment of it, y'all. Just do not understand the energy that you give me online and via emails and inbox messages. Just really do fill my day up with joy. So first things first, I want to thank you for being here for the entire ride. Again, we hit 50 episodes. I'm trying to be the person of my word, and as I tell you to do things, I'm going to do them too. So we are celebrating, honey. We are celebrating all the milestones. 50 is a big milestone number, so hey, we are here. With that being said, now listen, I was going to do like a big thing, right? Like I was going to go outside, you know, because COVID is a little, you know, we outside a little bit. But so I was going to go outside to have like a live podcast, but life, she be lifing, sister friend, okay? She really do be lifing. And again, in the spirit of keeping up with my own word, I decided not to harp on my own shortcomings because I do have them like everyone else. And I said, let me still celebrate the best way that I can in this moment. So this episode is dedicated to you for just being there, for being a great, I can't get my words out. I'm also, if you have you noticed, I'm also working on just leaving the bloopers in. I typically cut those out, but I said, hey, we all make mistakes, right? That's a part of, you know, self-care is embracing all of the mistakes, embracing who I am. You know, sometimes I can't get my words out, but anyway. But yes, this episode is dedicated to you and your dedication to listening to me, to sharing everything. Like I don't have enough words to say thank you. So in this episode, you and I are going to talk about the 5 lessons I've learned from podcasting that you can apply to your life. Now I'm gonna tell you right now, I might have more than 5, but we're aiming for 5. This is probably the very first, might be the last time. This is the first time that I am going off the dome. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm just winging it because 50, right? Celebrate. So I don't know how long you've been here, but Self-Care in Real Life actually started in 2019. Woo, child. I remember it like it was yesterday. I just, you know, podcasting was new. It was a new lane for everyone. I said, let me just see, you know, what this is talking about. You know what I'm saying? Let me just find out. And boy, did I. Did I find out. Podcasting has been an amazing journey and has taught me so many lessons. The first lesson I have learned from just starting in 2019 is just to start. I think it's a lesson that I teach myself over and over again. a lot of times we really do box ourselves into complacency. We box ourselves into just being still in our careers because we don't start. And we have this ill-formed idea that in order to start, all the blocks, all of the pieces need to be perfectly placed in order for you to begin something. And that's just simply not the case. The idea is that you should be starting whenever the dream hits your brain. Whenever God says, this might be something you'd want to do, that's when you start on that moment, on that cue. So my first lesson for you that I've learned from podcasting that you can indeed apply to life is to just start. Start without the plan. Start without knowing whether it's really what you want to do, because ideally you can also change your mind. There's no crime in changing your mind. There's no crime in saying, eek, I don't know if this is for me. You know, I took a moment from podcasting to slow it down a bit, you know, to figure out what I wanted to do in the beginning. If you remember, if you've been here since 2019, we were initially Destination Heal. And I, at one point, maybe 6 months into that brand, I said, Destination Heal just doesn't feel, you know, right for me. There is no destination to healing. Like, we're never going to get to a place where we're healed. So I said, this name doesn't fit. And I pondered on it for a few months and then thus became Self-Care in Real Life. But I didn't stop doing the things under that. I kept going until I could figure it out. So again, just start, even if you don't have the plan. Ideally, of course, think about it, write down some things, plan as much as you can, is what I'm saying. But don't let over planning become the thing that doesn't allow you to start, right? Because that happens to most of us all the time. So when I first started my podcast, I can remember just spending hours and hours listening to podcast after podcast after podcast after podcast after podcast. You get it, right? Like, I listened to lots of podcasts just to kind of see what the lay of the land was like, who was talking about what, if there were people who look like me talking about the things I wanted to talk about, you know, and it was a good idea until it wasn't. And I'll tell you why. Because in that kind of, you know, search for inspiration, I really began to lose who I was, right? Like, it's a lot to be said about using social media or these platforms to kind of make a plan to create content versus allowing your self-experiences, your thought processes, your inner soul, right? Instead of allowing your inner soul to guide you, the difference is astounding. As soon as I let go of the norms of what I thought or what people told me podcasting should be, my podcast began to soar. And so the same thing applies to life. Like, as soon as you let go of those kind of norms of life, you get into groove of things and you find out what things make you tick, how you move, how you find joy, how you're happy, all of that. Now, of course, right, like in life, there are some blueprints. Like in podcasting, there are some blueprints, you know, like sound is stellar, okay? Get you a good mic, right? Like a, you know, a good paragraph, you need an intro, a middle, and an end. It's very simple. But beyond that, all of the, you know, bells and whistles, the razzle dazzle, the jazz that happens, that's for you to create. That's for you to really shine. Same applies to life, right? So I think often what happens is when we're looking for inspiration, we actually look for the razzle dazzle and we really should be just looking for the blueprint, right? Like, I just need the 10 steps that I need to create this, right? Instead of looking for the actual razzle dazzle, because the razzle dazzle, sis, the razzle dazzle is in you. You are the razzle dazzle. I think we're on number 3. I lost track already. But anyway, the next, again, very top tier life lesson for both podcasting and life is that I had to become okay with the idea that maybe I'm not for everyone, right? I am not here to cater to everyone. It is really cool if everyone can relate, but my messaging has to be very specific, right? And so I am no longer, because I used to, very much used to. I used to be very afraid to say, I am talking to Black women, right? Like, I am talking to women who look like me. And I think only Black women struggle with this, but I am talking to Black women. Now, two things can be very true, okay? I am talking to Black women, but also, if you are a white woman, if you are Asian, if you are Italian, if you are a trans woman, if you are a woman of any kind, you might also be able to relate to what I'm saying, right? And that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm also specifically talking to Black women, and it does not slight you as a trans woman, as a white woman, as an Asian woman, you know, as, you know, it doesn't take away from that. So I think, or I know, right, especially in my journey, it has become keenly clear that I am talking to a specific audience, and that is who I'm serving. However, the rest of y'all gonna get this message too, right? And I think that that's needs to be clear for you as you move about your life, as you create things, as you get jobs. Be clear on who your audience is, and know that it is okay that you are not for everyone. Have you ever had a friend swear they found the best hair products in the world, only to try them for yourself and find out that they don't work for you? It's time to start personalizing your hair products because your hair is unique. I needed hair products that helped me with dryness, and Prose has been helping me do just that. I took their deep consultation quiz, and it asked me questions about my hair and my lifestyle so they could give me the most accurate results. When it asked me about my hair porosity, I honestly wasn't sure what my answer was, but they had a helpful at-home experiment for me to test and find out how full my hair really is. I placed my order, and I can't wait to feel the difference of a personalized hair product. I'll keep you updated on my path towards a more full-bodied hair. Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/self-care. That's prose.com/self-care for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Number four is really simple. It's probably, I feel like, again, all of my gems are top tier, right? Like, this should just be called the top tier show. But anyway, your superpower will forever and always be your ability to be vulnerable and honest. Probably should have saved this one for last, but here we are. You are always going to excel at anything, whether it's podcasting, whether it's, you know, your job, your marriage, your friendships, whatever it is, you are going to excel if you are able to consistently apply your superpowers, which is being vulnerable and honest. Something is to be said about following a person who is vulnerable or honest. Something is to be said about being a part of an organization who is vulnerable and honest. Something is to be said about being in a marriage where parties are vulnerable and honest. There is just something to be said about the two words, vulnerable and honest. And if we're honest and vulnerable, it's definitely our superpowers. So I think I'm on number five already, but I can't really remember. But I'm going to give you more than five because I've got a lot of things to say. But anyway, remember that, or learn, right? It's not remember because you don't know this yet. Learn that people are way less judgmental than you think. My gosh, had I had learned that early on in life, I probably would not have the confidence issues or the self-awareness, like just so many things would be negated in life if we realized that people don't care as much as we think they do, right? Our ego tricks us into believing that people really care about what we wear, what we do, where we go, how we say things. People could care less. They want to hear the bloopers, right? I've gotten so many messages from y'all that have said, we're okay with the bloopers. People make mistakes. We know you're not perfect. I'm like, wow, they're not judging me? Like, really? It was like a whole revelation for me. But it is true in every case of the word or whatever. It's true, right? The fact is, people are far less judgmental than we really want to believe. So silence your ego. Allow your ego to know it's a liar, okay? Tell your ego to calm down. You know for a fact that people don't care as much as we think they do. Number six, you need a thing, right? You need a thing. I don't know what the thing is for you, but you need a thing that's going to allow you to create something, because creating something is what allows you to grow. Podcasting, DJing has taught me so much about just personal growth. It has allowed me to really see my thoughts, right, out loud. It has allowed me to evolve in my thoughts, right? So you need a thing, whatever that thing is. But whatever that thing is, you need to be able to be creating inside of that thing. So pick a thing. I know this is a weird one, but pick a thing, right? Whether it's podcasting, DJing, you know, dancing, whatever it is, pick a thing that's creative. And even if it's just a hobby, like, we always gotta make money, even though making money is good and cute, pick a thing that allows you to create. As human beings, we really, really, really neglect or negate or ignore, or, you know, all of those words, right, you can put in there. We really do ignore the fact that we are here to create things, whether it's human life, businesses, joys, happiness. We are here to create. So pick a thing and make it do what it's gonna do, baby. A few years ago, there was this saying by Drake. I don't know if the kids are still saying it, but it was no new friends. And we stuck to that, you know, no new friends. I don't need no new friends. I don't need nothing that's not going to serve me. Sis, you need all the new friends. You need new friends, right? Because you need to establish how to maintain relationships. And so, of course, you can maintain them when you're in an old relationship, right? Like, you've been best friends with your homegirl for 20 years. Y'all know everything about each other. It's really typically, okay, because sometimes it can go awry. That might be a different podcast. But typically, you know how to maintain that oldie but goodie relationship, right? But the new relationships will just teach you new things about humans. It'll also teach you new things about who you are, where you are. It's a lot to be said, again, about where you were in 1997 versus where you were in 2010 versus where you are now in 2022, right? And so those new relationships will help you not only, you know, garner new relationships, new opportunities come with new relationships, but it'll also teach you a lot about who you are, where you are. I kind of feel like this is number six, but we're just going to stop counting because I've lost count. The next gem that I've learned from podcasting that also applies to life is that you should be investing in yourself at all times, no matter what. Podcasting in the beginning was totally a labor of love. It was just something I loved to do. I loved to talk. I loved to share. And so I said, let me put all my words and my thoughts in a podcast. Why not? And of course, now there's ads. Yay, we're making money. But I'm still here because I'm investing in myself. This is officially my therapy with you. This is officially me talking out loud, prepping myself for my next therapy lesson. My next therapy session. So again, you gotta invest in yourself. There's no other way to grow, to heal, to vibe with your soul, right? I think we are at this big old age where we should be learning how to vibe with our soul, whatever that definition means to you, right? And the only way I feel you can do that is by investing in yourself. This last lesson also serves as a reminder to me. I think we forget this so many times, but two things, right? The first thing is that consistency will always win. I don't care what you're doing. If you can do it remotely good, like the mediocre effort of it, and you can do it consistently, and people subscribe to that consistency, you will always soar. each and every time. Whenever you think about how someone is making it, how someone has 100,000 followers, how someone, you know, has gotten through these 5 years doing whatever, it's because they did not give up. And in addition to not giving up, while they were consistent, they gave themselves grace for the mistakes that they made. They gave themselves grace for the shortcomings. They gave themselves grace. They laughed at themselves. They, you know, they let themselves be who they were. You know, this is probably the very, very top tier gem. Be consistent in whatever you do, whether it's podcasting, DJing, dancing, TikTok, and whatever you want to do, be consistent. And while you be consistent, please give yourself grace, because we are humans who make mistakes. We are humans who don't always follow the path that we know we should be following. We are humans that don't always show up. You know, sometimes we're exhausted and can't show up. So please be consistent and give yourself grace. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations, or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.